Hey, this is Dave Erickson from the band Fades Away. Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Go get involved at equipgeneration.com.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
I'm sitting down here with James Lansbury. You can find out more information about what they're doing at morningcenter.org. That's morningcenter.org. And James, if you would, go into how is this paid for? Because I'm sure that's on some people's minds. You know, how does they take care of this? Does the person that comes pay for it? Is this paid through donations? How does that work?
This is going to be paid for with completely private donations from foundations and individuals. We think that it's important to retain our Christian vision that all of the funds come from people who share that vision, that desire to get the gospel out into the community. And so it's going to be funded that way. And the reason that we're not going to charge the patients is because, one, they don't have insurance, they don't have money, so we're trying to stay away from, you know, becoming a burden on them while offering them care. And the second is because we're trying to present a picture of the gospel in our ministry to them. The gospel is Jesus Christ coming to us who don't deserve anything, in fact, who deserve his wrath, and giving us all of his riches instead of the wrath that we deserve. And that's exactly the model that we want to present. You know, there's no copay in the gospel, and so Jesus comes to us and gives us everything for nothing. And we want to provide that picture in our prenatal and delivery care for women in the inner city, just that same way. We want to offer them the best quality care that we can and not charge them at all so that we can talk to them about Jesus Christ. Because really what they truly need most of all is not to choose not to abort their child. It's not to have high quality maternity care. What they truly need more than anything else is Jesus Christ himself.
Okay, I think this is very exciting. And James, if you can, I mean, you know, being familiar myself with Samaritan Ministries themselves, I know that, you know, there's no government interference, there's no government money going around, things like that. It's totally through it's totally through the body of Christ. And so my question to you is, so will the Morning Center then, is that how that's going to work, getting no donations then from the government? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's correct. We're not going to bill Medicaid. We're not going to bill insurance companies. We're not going to take any donations from the government. We want to do this completely with private charitable funds because we think it's important that Jesus gets the credit for this. And when we receive money from the government, then the government gets their stamp in there and their credit for this. And that's really not the government's job. The government's job, you know, is to continue to provide for defense. There's a lot of constitutional responsibilities and biblical responsibilities that the government has. But providing charitable health care for women in crisis, you know, that's the church's job. That's our job, and we need to make sure that we're doing that with out of our abundance, not out of the abundance of others.
James, you and I are going to get along just fine, my friend. This is exciting. And listeners, I want to ask, I'm going to ask you a question, James, that somebody actually posted to me on Facebook regarding what we're talking about right now, regarding that the government should be out of certain things. And they said, what, are you not compassionate? Because they were basically saying, if I am saying the government shouldn't take care of that stuff and we should only do it through God's people, that I'm not a compassionate person then. How can you help people
exactly
understand?
Because I'm compassionate,
exactly,
that I think the government should stay out of this. You know, the way that the government provides charitable care is in a one-size-fits-all approach because they're trying to provide things from the top down. You know, the way Medicaid works is if you're over the poverty level by even $1 a year in your income, you don't qualify for Medicaid. And so we can actually go in and help people face-to-face in a way that is Christ-centered, giving them what they actually need, not just the medical care but the gospel, and do that in a more compassionate and careful way, providing for people that exactly what they need and meet them where they're at. Because we're not bound by a one-size-fits-all approach, because we can localize the ministry. And true charity happens face-to-face, it happens local, and it happens in Christ's name. And I think that's really what we need to be focusing on.
Amen. And you're talking about building a relationship. Building relationships with people, actually, instead of just sending a check.
That's right.
Yes. And friend, again, I'm sitting now with James Lansbury. He is with the Morning Center. And friends, this was founded in this year of 2011 to provide free full service prenatal and maternity care to women in urban and underserved areas. And it is a project of Samaritan Ministries International, which is a 501c3 Christian charity. And the Morning Center seeks to return charitable maternity care to a private patient-centered model. Now, let's get right to it. Brass tacks here, James. If people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, if they want to get involved, first thing you can do is check out our website. Follow us on Facebook. You can find us on facebook.com/morningcenter so you can keep up with what's going on so that you can be praying for us, because that's what we need first and foremost is the prayers of the saints as we get out and begin this. The second thing is we're going to be looking for Christ-centered, gospel-minded healthcare professionals. We are going to be starting 3 mobile care units in the next 15 months, one in Memphis, one in Charlotte, and one in Indianapolis. And we're going to need obstetricians, nurses, and other healthcare professionals for the obstetric care that we're going to be providing in those locations. And so if you know someone who wants to be a medical missionary in the inner city, we need you to send them our way, because we're going to need to be hiring them as over the next few months, and we're going to continue to expand from those 3 cities to every city in the country eventually. And so that's, pray for us to find the right Christian professionals who are medical ministry minded.
Yes.
This is a mission field that we're going into. The third thing you can do, and this, I don't want to make this sound small, is that you can give.
Yes.
We are accepting tax deductible gifts to go toward the Morning Center project, both nationally and designated gifts toward those particular cities. And so you can go to our website and you can designate gifts toward the Memphis project or the Indianapolis project. If you have a heart for one of those cities, we'd be glad to accept your donation so that you can partner with us in this. And then when we get up and running, we're going to be looking for volunteers to help with some of the administrative tasks in the area. But, there are a lot of different ways that you can help with raising funds. Maybe you don't have an abundance of funds yourself, but, maybe you can do crafts. You could set up an Etsy shop and donate everything that you make from selling handmade crafts in that. One of our supporters got their church to take up an offering on one Sunday, and that church sent in $700 toward starting the Morning Center in Charlotte. And that was really exciting for us that we were able to just, one small church in Virginia was able to provide for a significant gift just from taking up an offering. And I think if you talk to the leadership in your church about how whether they thought they would like to support our ministry and taking up a special offering for that would be great.
Absolutely. And, I want to point out, listeners, you noticed James said this church was in Virginia, not in Charlotte. And I say that because, friends, we need to be the body of Christ. I really want to encourage you to go to morningcenter.org, morningcenter.org. I'm looking at the website right now. There's a nice donate button there. It says sign up now to get our email updates. I really want to encourage you to go there. Sign up for those updates so you know what's going on. I really encourage you to donate toward this very important ministry. I think what I like so much about this with morningcenter.org is it is God's people doing the ministry. It's God, and it's helping people understand we're doing it all in the name of Christ so that we don't look like the world. We're different. Is that right?
Well, that's correct, and that's where Jesus Christ gets the glory for this. And we're going to be partnering with local churches and the communities that we go into so that as women are converted through this ministry, that they find a local church that they can get involved in. Our goal is not to replace or duplicate anything that the church is already doing that's working in a community. And so the first thing we've done in all 3 of these cities is sit down with ministry leaders that are already working in the community, talk to them about how does the pro-life ministry work in the community, how can we plug a hole, how can we help? And that's really what we want to be about, is unifying the pro-life ministry in a particular community for Christ's sake. And we don't care about the Morning Center getting credit for this. We don't care who gets the credit for whatever goes on in the Morning Center, as long as it's Jesus.
Okay.
It's important that he is glorified in our efforts.
Okay. Now, just so you know, James, we have quite a good number of atheists, agnostics that listen to our program. And some of them will come back and say, well, you're going to try to convert them completely, and basically you're going to coerce them into Christianity. That's not your goal here, is it?
No, our goal is to present the gospel in a context of love, of giving them free gifts, of high-quality care. We hope the churches will partner along with us in providing meals, providing other extravagant services that women can have so that we can love on them. You know, you don't have to be a Christian to receive services from the Morning Center. Mm-hmm. You are going to get talked to about Jesus in the context of your care, but whether or not you become a Christian is going to be your personal decision, and you're going to get the same quality of care as everyone else. That's the genius of not charging anyone anything, is that the fact that you're not paying for the service isn't going to set you apart from any other patient. And that's really part of the difficulty that we've had in government charity programs, is that the doctor's office does not get paid the same for a Medicaid patient that he does for another patient. And subliminally, eventually, the quality of care that they get becomes less because everyone who's servicing them knows that they're not paying for it out of their own pocket. They know that they're not getting reimbursed as much as they would from an insurance company. And so that service just starts to degrade. And if you'll talk to Medicaid patients, often in many doctor's offices, though there are some exceptions out there, mm-hmm. in many doctor's offices, they get treated as second-class citizens. So instead of treating them like second-class citizens, we're going to treat these women like princesses and mm-hmm. queens, because our desire is to show them the love of the gospel, not just in our words, but in the way that we treat them, in treating them in an extravagant way for the sake of their care, so that they get the best quality health care that we can provide during that pregnancy, and that we can build a relationship and show them exactly how much Jesus loves them.
I think that is so exciting. And I just want to encourage you again. Go to the morningcenter.org, morningcenter.org, to find out more about this wonderful new ministry that Samaritan Ministries is starting. Again, it's the Morning Center. And again, I've been sitting now with James Lansbury. And, you know, before we get out of here, James, if there was just one thing you could tell our listeners, whatever that might be, if there's one thing you could tell them, what would that one thing be?
The one thing I would tell you is that charity is not optional. Giving to the poor in whatever context it be, whether it be through the Morning Center or through some local ministry that you're working with, is not an option. That Jesus Christ has called us to serve the poor because that's where we give a best picture of the gospel. And so whether you're passionate about the life issue and maternity care like we are and you want to be involved in the Morning Center, or whether you're passionate about some other kind of ministry, give yourself toward gospel ministry somewhere in your community. That God has called every single one of us to be missionaries. It's not just the people that we send to Pakistan. You know, we are missionaries in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our country clubs, wherever you're part of, you are a missionary, and that you have to look for what ministry Jesus Christ is calling you to, and he will give you a passion for that. And so follow that passion and give yourself to it so that you can serve him in whatever context you're in.
I think that is awesome. And friend, I've been sitting down with James Lansbury. He is the president of the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. It's in Peoria, Illinois. And just wanted to just really encourage a friend again, go to morningcenter.org, themorningcenter.org, for more information on that.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.